Yeah, so welcome back to episode 57 of the podcast Femories. So today we talk a little about the Asian Cup, the last match in Group E, which every decisive for both teams between Japan and Indonesia. We know that this previous match, Japan won against Vietnam but lost against Iraq, while Indonesia lost to Iraq and won to Vietnam. And in the standing, Japan is a second place with 3 points. Indonesia is also third place with 3 points. This every decisive for both team between life or die to qualify for the next round. But here there are rules for the tournament, including the ranking of best of 3. This is first shock, a death greeting for IFC. At least with the rule, fans will be left will hope, and this is cruel. So Japan is very likely failed in the best squad to beat Indonesia. It's likely they will to continue with 3 back line. You know, is Yuki Nari Sugawara, Ko Itakura, Soho Takaguchi, Hiroki Ito. Then with double pivot Wataru Endo, Hidemasa Morita. Then support their attacking midfielder where Junya Ito, Takefusa Okubo, Takumi Minamino, and leaving one striker in front of Takuma Asano. But you should be careful when changing player. They have Ayase Ueda, Ritsu Doan, Dazen Maeda, Ryo Hatate, Takehiro Tomiyasu. So with the possibility that Indonesia will continue the same squad with 4 big line, which I think will be important to maintain the composure when playing position of the football and also high press defense. You now have Pratama Arhan, Jordi Amat, Sandy Walls, Asnawi. No less important of their anchor midfield, they have Ivar Jenner, Yasin Hapner, and supported by Agil with Marcelo Ferdinand, Jakob Sayuri, with 2 second in front, Egi Maulana Fikri and Rafael Strike. So yeah, I think it's will be an important game, and I hope they'll show the best result and qualify the next round maybe. But whatever the result, even we have to stop here, I still proud of you are for what you done. So anything can happen and the impossible is nothing. Ayo kita bisa, let's go Garuda, come on Indonesia.